Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And this is great. I think I have myself on mute, so I did a lot of talking, and I was reading your bio here, but let me read a little bit for the audience, Muhammad, because this is incredible. You're from West Lafayette, and you're an international driven musical company. The company called is Sarek. You have 11 signed artists and 19 collaboration for this record or this program or this collaboration that you're doing. And this is incredible. You have a lot of online auditions and people from all different sorts of walks of life, but mainly Asian culture. So, Muhammad, I'm very curious. Welcome to the show, by the way. How are you handling this lockout? How are you handling where you are right now? I know a lot of people have this cabin fever. I have two teenagers. Things haven't changed very much for me because I'm always worked from home anyways, whether it's from my TV show on YouTube or on the radio. But how are you handling this lockout?
First of all, I'm going to start with Sarek Music. It's a company named after my mom, so all the intentions behind my business are pure. Then secondly, I have a team working of managers, contributing artists, and mostly students. So everyone is kind of well-motivated. Everyone has goal-aligned. It's just like we all are putting our efforts in, and I'm providing them all a platform. Just collaborate. So as you see in hip-hop culture, all the artists, there are beefs and there are fights against each other. So I'm doing the other way. I'm making people go friends so that they can optimize their utility and optimize their production. So usually I just take care of the business through my managers, Edgar and Ricky. And everything's online now. It's 2020, so it's easier.
Absolutely. And we have no choice, Muhammad, because, you know, we are in lockdown and the, you know, if you're not driven your business online, you have no business. So what gives you the idea, Muhammad, to collaborate with so many 11? You have 11 signed artists. That's a lot. That's a big accomplishment. Yeah. What and you have 19 collaborations. Yeah, congratulations. That deserves an amazing round of applause because it's not a lot of people that can do that, and it's not a lot of you know, it takes a lot to get that done. So what gave you the idea? What inspired you? What was your drive?
I get you. So I'm a student at Purdue University, and we have 60,000 students, and me racially, I'm a Pakistani. I was born in the States, but raised by Pakistani parents in Pakistan. So they always made me get exposure from the world, talk to different people, handle different businesses at young age. So since my childhood, I had the thing that I can control things because I know how to understand people. But eventually, as I came to America, I started seeing so many talented artists and all. But there was a difference. Like, as COVID-19 is happening right now, there was so much racism against Asians in my college. So I started with a DJ who was the first Asian DJ. He was the only Asian DJ playing at the bar, DJ Ricky. I met him. I saw his approach. He had a vision. And I was like, I have nothing against these people, but the world does have something against. So what we did, we made an album called DEFCON, which is like a warning sign. And we made Asian artists collab with American artists. We had a whole all around Asia auditions where everyone from China, maybe from Korea, Vietnam, we got interviews, we got auditions, you know. So it was more like a, we following our motto, which is called internationally driven.
That is incredible. So how difficult was to Muhammad to put all this together? How difficult was it to, because to get the collaboration from five people, that's a huge number, or even 10, but 19, how did it work? How did everybody agree? What was the target or the offer that you gave to people that I'm in?
I'll start with a point that once you start chasing your dreams, you know, so everything falls apart. So difficulty is the part of the journey. But how I deal is I did my research. So I was looking into some record labels, and the problem with artists and record labels are that the labels, they take the rights from the artist. So an artist can't keep what is really his art, you know, which is his music. So in collaboration, we don't take the rights to the music, but we do help out the artists to grow up, distribute their music, promote them, maybe give them music videos, interviews, chance, like everything possible to make them blow up. So we work in collaboration as a team. Like my artist is a part of my label. Like he has as much say as me as a CEO. That's how I work. Mm.
That's awesome. And I guess everybody is happy. Everybody is looking forward to this exploding. So now that we are, a lot of artists are doing online things and they're performing, you know, on their balconies, they're performing on YouTube, on Facebook Live. And so for any of those ideas coming to you and saying, you know, let's have a show on Zoom right now and let's have five of us performing, or any of those ideas now that we are in lockdown are coming to you and saying, you know, we need to have, obviously television and podcasts really, really helps, but any other ideas you're coming up with to help promote your
I've been into a lot of things lately, quite lately after this COVID-19 thingy, because like as a music industry business, it's favoring the business because more artists are being heard, more royalty revenue has been generating for the artists to support them. But what we are right now doing is providing people new music, because yesterday I was listening to 2012 music because I didn't have new music which I can relate to. Even right now, my roommate is sitting next to me and making some music. So we have studio sessions lined up for the next week. And what we are doing right now is releasing new tracks every week. So we don't want to make people get bored, but we want to get them something new. And all the genres are different. Like we have all kinds of hip-hop rap. We have alternative. We have R&B. We have pop. We have rock. So it's like our audience, our genres are diverse. We have a huge audience. And I think we are successfully entertaining them. Like a person who likes rock, he can also go to Psych Music and find some music which relates to himself and all. But I was in collaboration with a radio show last week in which all the psych music is getting played again and again every week, so that and in this deal we have like not taken any royalty money from them, so it's like a donation. So we are entertaining people and we are not keeping up the royalties of that music from this radio station, as you know.
Awesome. So in support of your project, Mohammed, I will also be playing. Our shows are every day, and we also will be playing some of the songs that you are creating. Today, right after the interview, we will be playing the song that you sent to us, which is, and I'm trying to figure it out here, there's a big list. We have MP3s coming every day, and so today
yep,
we have... Yes, we have Close Up, and we will be playing that every day nonstop until you tell us, you know, play this one now. We'll support you because I think support from podcasts, from radios, from any sort. I mean, TikTok right now, people are dancing to different songs, and that really helps the artists as well. There's a lot of people came out of TikTok, a lot of musicians. So those are really good platforms for you to be able to expand your business, expand your
for sure.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you talked a little bit already, Mohammed, about the plans for the future. Obviously, we're all waiting. All of us are waiting for this COVID-19 to go and you know, for us to go back to life, to normal. And my hope and my prayer that's true. I mean, things are definitely going to change. Nothing is going to be the same anymore. But you did say that you wanted to be able to go back to the recording studio and have some more recording. Is that your goal, to have all the 19 people that collaborated with you recording, or is there more plans that you have, an LP performance, booking venues? What are the plans for the future?
So my plans are, like, COVID-19 is not stopping us. We were recording yesterday. We will be recording the whole week, the whole month. But I'll just say one thing. After 2020, the world has never been normal. We have, like, gone on a major World War twice. We have a pandemic going on. Then we have all kinds of things which shouldn't be happening right now. So I said from this pandemic, I learned how to evolve. I evolved all my business into online, like my people can work from home. And I think that's what's going to happen, because mostly if we see tech is so ahead of us right now that we will be competing robots in future jobs, you know, jobs which require manpower and labor. So since the start, when I was working on music and all, I never wanted my team to be working in a place where they are not comfortable. And for me, my bedroom is most comfortable. That's why right now I'm there. So, you know,
And good for you, Mohammed. Good for you that you are adapting, and good for you that you are able to see the future. You know, things like I said, and you collaborated with me, that things are not going to be the same anymore, but you are adapting, and that's one of the greatest things about the youth, about you and about your dreams, that even though this is a challenging moment in everybody's life, you're seeing that, you know, the internet and being online is very, very important, and you're learning from this, and that's one of the things. It's great of you. I commend you for seeing that you are not going to be in this situation ever again. And a lot of us, a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of artists, a lot of people are saying, you know, this taught me a huge, it's teaching me a huge lesson, and I speak for myself as well. A better person, or even, you know, a more humble person, because we realize that because we cannot go anywhere right now, things that matter are our dreams, our family, our health, you know, and things like that. So one of the things that, Mohammed, that I don't want to forget for people that are listening to us, and by the way, guys, if you are interested in interacting with us, the lines are open. Call us in with questions. I know everybody is online nowadays. I mean, it used to be, you know, that I promoted something. We got at least a couple of calls, but now everybody is online, and that's okay. This show is recorded. You can listen to us later on. But if you would like to call us in, it's 845-277-9078, or on our social media, Facebook /LizzyTradio, and also on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, and on everywhere. We're everywhere. So You can always interact with us, 845-277-9078. And I have a couple of more questions because we still have time with Mohammed Farah Asif. He is the founder of and CEO of Sarek Music. And we have a beautiful song, but I'll need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at Birchmohan Group.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show.
We're back. We're back. Everyone, is Lizzie and I am live. It is Monday, beautiful Monday. Wonderful weather here in Toronto, Canada. We're speaking to the CEO of Sarek Music. He is the founder of the Sarek Music, and I'm so honored to be here speaking to him as well. And so, yeah, we have a lot. So for people that are listening to us right now and you like to, I would like for you to share, where can people find you? Can you share with us your website, your social media? How can people get in touch with you?
So people can always get in touch with me at Sarek Music. So you go to Instagram, just write Sarek Music. You're going to see a yellow logo. DM me. I'm always available. I'm always very, I really like people approaching me. And if they have talent, they got it. If I see someone who is talented, they will get a chance. I can't stop. That's the thing. So I will appreciate people and I will ask them to come out. Even whatever language they speak, doesn't matter. Whatever we can do from our connections and our capabilities, we will give in 100%.
Beautiful. So Sarek Music. And by the way, everyone, I have some links on my social media. So if for you to be able to connect with them as well, or you can always email me at show@lizzie.com and I can forward the information to him as well. We still have a couple of minutes if you want to call us in. It looks like somebody tried to call. I'm not sure if they're shy. We don't bite. You want to have some information. You would like to know how you get involved with his project. If you want to know how to audition, he just said he has all the capability online to be able to connect with you. The number is 845-277-9078. Sarek Music is on Instagram. I'm sharing myself their information for you to be able to connect with them as well. And pretty awesome music because he's definitely, he is looking into genre and an infusion of American and Korean music, which is pretty cool. And that's what we will be playing just in a little bit. Again, the number to call us in is 845-277-9078. Interact with us, ask questions, comments. Perhaps you're a musician, perhaps you know somebody that is very, very creative and would like to platform. And this is what Mohammed is giving you, is a platform for you to be able to show your craft, to show your music and your talent. There's so many talent people out there and they're shy or they need that holding hand for them to be, the greatest of musician, the greatest artist that they are. And sometimes you don't feel comfortable. This is a student who has something on the side, which is incredible and has a vision. So I would say connect with Mohammed for sure. So Mohammed, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, for people that are listening to us all over the world, or they will be listening to us later on because this is recorded, what have you experienced in the past that has definitely surprised you? People that you didn't even think that they could be a great musicians, but they surprised you. Do you have experience there that way?
I'll say my life is like that. Growing up, my teacher used to call me dumb. Like, that was my nickname.
Interesting.
By the, I remember, like, when I was in class 6, lead teacher, my English teacher used to call me dumb in the whole class. So the world never expected a lot from me. So that's why I always had, I never had something against anyone, but I just used to take motivation. I used to be like, I have to get it done because so-and-so said, so I can't do it. And, like, just to add on, I've participated in some robotics competition in my childhood, maybe when I was 14 and 15. Right now I'm 20. And I just participated because people didn't believe in me, and I got second position in the world consecutively. So
wow.
I just, my luck is kind of very nice, and I always carry my mom and dad prayers with me. Like, that's the only thing I'm rich off.
Good for you. That's awesome. That deserves an applause. So, Muhammad, we do have a caller, Martinez, that has a comment or a message for you. Go ahead, Martinez.
I'm just trying to say everyone appreciates what Fahad does. He's provided everybody a lot of opportunity, and he's good at what he does.
Thank you, Edgar. You're welcome. It's just a team. Thank you for taking care of psych music as well. Thank you.
So it must feel good once in a while to receive some sort of accolade or some sort of recognition, Fahad. I guess you go by Fahad, not Ahmed. I'm so sorry. It must feel nice. It must feel proud that you are actually making a difference, that you also are touching somebody's life or you are contributing to somebody's success. Do you ever thought that could possible that, you know, you were telling your story when you were young, you know, your teacher used to call you, unfortunately, a horrible name, which I completely disagree. And I wish this teacher could be listening to us right now. See, you never know. How does it make you feel that you're able to give back and help people that, that needs that help?
I say, like, even on the road, if you help someone, you feel good. Right now, I'm helping people out in their financial life, in their business life, in their personal life. Because when I'm in a studio with an artist, he's just not singing. He is giving out his story. There are emotions involved. There are places where they break down, where an artist just loses his place, the legal troubles and all. So I say I feel like a Superman. I just feel every day I feel great. Like, I'm first, every day I wake up, I'm happy that I'm alive. Secondly, I'm better than yesterday. So this thing, like this work and all, the cycle which I have adopted, I say that's my whole energy system. And it makes me more humble every day because I give credit to my family. Like, that's how they always raise me.
And I think your parents, Fahad, they're very, very proud of you, and they're very happy the way they raised you, that you're able to give back in such a huge way. And, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you're a founder of a music record, but here you are helping them with their finance, their personal life, and especially nowadays, so many artists are losing a place to live because they have no money to pay the rent. And here you are, giving them all sorts of different advice, not just musical, but emotionally and financially and personal. That's going above and beyond. That is.
And I'm just going to add on to it that Sharik Music, it stands for Shehla Asif Records, which is named after my mom and dad. So my mom's name is Shehla and Asif is my dad. So as you said, they'll be proud. I'm just trying to make them proud. That's why I'm maybe successful or I'm getting things done.
Absolutely. And they're definitely very, very proud. And for you to name your company after your parents, I'll be crying if my child ever said, this is after you, mom and dad. So I think you should definitely send this recorded to them and say that, we're huge fans here in Canada of your work and contributing to the music industry. One of the things that we need the most nowadays is, you know, good attitude and good music and hope. We need all those things, and definitely you're doing your part doing that. So thank you so much, Ahmed. So anything else that we would like to play the song that you have created? Any last word before we run out of time?
I'll just say thank you very much, Lizzie, for when I approached you. You came up with so many ideas and everything. So I'll just thank you, and I'll thank everyone listening to me live right now that they consider it important to listen to me rather than being in their daily life routine. I'll just say stay safe, stay healthy, keep believing in God, because keep believing in your God and in your faith. Like, just live your life, you know, never let anyone stop you. Never, because no one can tell you what you did, what you can do.
Yes, that's a great advice. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Absolutely. We'll support you. And by the way, everyone, I hope you enjoy. This is pretty cool. Music by Sarek, and the song is called Closer. I hope you enjoy it.
Nothing more magical. to make some playful conversation. It happens all the time. First by saying, it's like fading in sunshine. Nothing more magical, charming, supernatural. First by second. How's the racing? Happy ride. My heart's not steady. I'm ready.
on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard. Teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. I needed someone, you were never there. You had to star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start to healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Since the day I said goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt.
And that was Sabrina Fala with the song Hurt. She is from Toronto, from Ottawa. And we interviewed her last month, and we are playing her song as promised. Also, we had Walt P. from the States. And before that, we had a guitarist, an amazing artist as well. And the list goes on. We have time to play one more before we end. And that way you can enjoy a beautiful and amazing artist, Kaya Miranda, with the song Higher.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. of the poverty, and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you
And that was Kaya Miranda, everyone. And this is it. We will be back soon with another show and a guest and another fantastic show. We are so thankful all of you that are participating today and being tuned in with us from all over the world. And as I say orally, I always rather make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now. Mwah.